stuff.
Grace, with your 8 a.m. Z-Lines, Peter and Grace. A 12-year-old boy in local news is missing from Leichhardt in Ipswich as of yesterday afternoon. Queensland police say the boy was last seen leaving a house on Samford Road on a black scooter at around 9 a.m. He is described as Caucasian, 160 centimeters tall, with brown hair and blue-green eyes, wearing black Nike shorts, a black zip-up Nike jacket and white shoes, and a recent photo of him is available on the Queensland Police website. Queensland Police urge anyone with information about the boy to contact them.
Researchers are confident they will have a treatment for COVID-19 brain fog in 5 to 10 years. According to scientists at the University of Queensland, zombie cells causing brain fog grow faster in COVID-19, accelerating brain aging, leading to memory loss and neurodegeneration. The researcher found 4 pre-existing drugs that successfully killed these zombie cells in mice and in stem cell brain tissue. According to the lead author, Dr. Giulio Aguado, this is good news, as these drugs are used in clinics for other purposes. Dr. Aguado says older mice treated in trials saw increased cognitive performance, improved survival, and better health over the span of their life. He says further down the track, there's a potential for this treatment to reverse the effects of aging.
In national news, local councils are calling for the Victorian state government to revise a pokies tax minimization scheme. The scheme is designed to give Victorian clubs a tax break if at least 8.33% of their net gaming machine revenue is donated to benefit the community. Councils are expressing concern that some venues are not paying this promised share to charities. Mayor of Brimbank Council, Ranka Razik, says her council area experiences a large amount of harm due to gambling and urges the state government to acknowledge its reliance on gambling venues as income.
Students reject a court-mandated apology over anti-Semitic bullying at a Melbourne college. 5 students took the state, their school, Brighton Secondary College, 2 teachers and the principal, Richard Minack, to federal court last year and won financial compensation and an apology. The deputy secretary of the school, David Howes, issued the apology yesterday, telling the students that the department was being more proactive to claims of bullying and harassment in schools. 2 of the 5 former students rejected this apology, calling it a sham. Joel and Matt Kaplan criticized the decision to not send a senior government minister or a more senior education department official. They also claim anti-Semitism is still occurring in the school.
In international news, a Swedish battery developer claims its new sodium-ion battery is completely free from lithium, nickel, graphite, and cobalt. Europe's biggest battery manufacturer, Northvolt, says their battery is more safe, cost-effective, and sustainable than conventional chemistries. Northvolt's Vice President of Strategy and Sustainability, Patrick Andreasen, tells The Guardian the battery provides an option that is not dependent on certain parts of the world, including China. Northvolt says the battery has been validated and will be shown to customers next year, although the company has not decided where to manufacture it.